Chapter 6. The Making of the Rose. And when the moon rose in the sky, the nightingale flew to the rose tree and pushed her breast against the thorn. All night long she sang with her breast against the thorn, and the cold moon leaned down and listened. All night long she sang, and the thorn went deeper and deeper into her breast. Slowly, her lifeblood flowed away from her. She sang many songs, and each song told a story. First, she sang of the birth of love in the heart of a boy and a girl. And then, on the rose tree, there blossomed a marvelous rose. It opened, petal following petal, as song followed song. It was pale at first, like the mist that hangs over the river. But the tree cried to the nightingale to press closer against the thorn. "Press closer, little nightingale," cried the tree, "or the day will come before the rose is finished." So the nightingale pressed closer against the thorn, and louder grew her song. Now she sang a new song about a young man and woman getting married. After some time, a slight pink color came into the petals of the rose. But the thorn had not yet reached the little bird's heart, so the rose remained mostly white, for only the blood of a nightingale's heart can completely color a rose. And the tree again cried to the nightingale to press closer against the thorn. "Press closer, little nightingale," it cried, "or the day will come before the rose is finished." So the nightingale pressed closer against the thorn, and the thorn touched her heart. A sharp feeling of pain shot through her. Bitter, bitter was the pain, and wilder, wilder grew her song. Now she sang about the love of a family. And now the marvelous rose became red. The nightingale's voice grew fainter, and her little wings began to beat. At last a film came over her eyes. Quieter and quieter grew her song, and she felt something blocking her throat. Then she gave one last burst of music. "Look, look," cried the tree. "The rose is finished now." But the nightingale did not answer. She was lying dead in the long grass, with the thorn in her heart.